Let me tell you about Saima. She lives in a small village outside Lahore, Pakistan. And at the time, she was miserable. She was beaten every single day by her husband, who was unemployed. He was kind of a gambler type and unemployable, therefore, and took his frustrations out on her. Well, when she had her second daughter, her mother-in-law told her son, "I think you better get a second wife. Saima's not going to produce you a son." This is when she had her second daughter. At the time, there was a micro-lending group in the village that gave her a $65 loan. Saima took that money and she started an embroidery business. The merchants liked her embroidery, it sold very well, and they kept asking for more. And when she couldn't produce enough, she hired other women in the village. Pretty soon she had 30 women in the village working for her for embroidery business. And then, when she had to have transport all of the embroidery goods from the village to the marketplace, she needed someone to help her do the transport, so she hired her husband. So now they're in it together. He does the transportation and distribution, and she does the production and sourcing. And now they have a third daughter, and the daughters, all of them, are being tutored in education because Saima knows what's really important. Which brings me to the final element, which is education. Larry Summers, when he was chief economist of the World Bank, once said that it may well be that the highest return on investment in the developing world is in girls' education.